Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're listening to a special encore presentation of Radio Law Talk.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
There is a reason. Again, there is a reason that this is the most entertaining, exciting, and sometimes informative show on earth. There is an actual reason for that. And I'm excited today to be with Todd and to be with Denise and our producer, Cal Hunter, for a reason today. There are some great things we're going to talk about today that really are going to keep you awake. And I am telling you, I am apologizing in advance. I was thinking about this all morning. I have to apologize to all of the people listening out there. This show is syndicated throughout the United States. And we are pretty much everywhere thinking, you know, there's a few places we're not, but I apologize because we talk about California. Why is it we talk about California all the time? It's because that's the most weird things that happen in the law are in California. So I apologize in advance because there's some California stuff we're going to talk about today that you just have to look at and go, huh?
It's the trickle-down theory of craziness. It starts at the top and it makes its way to other states.
And we're politically neutral. And I just can't help it but to say, I keep saying, why are we talking about all these things? Now, we've got something going on in New York, the Weinstein we're going to talk about, and, of course, L.A. has to get involved. But there are some stuff we're going to talk about today that's happening in California, the laws and some legal actions that are going on that you just, those of you in New Jersey and in Georgia and in Kentucky and Tennessee, you just have to listen because, you know, put your feet up and get entertained. Because it's just craziness sometimes that's going on.
It either gives you something to look forward to thinking, oh, this is coming my way in a wave, or something at which you can point at California and laugh.
And laugh or say they are progressive, and I agree they're progressive. And I'm going to say, I'm going to jump on the other side of California and give them kudos. I think genuinely, at times, they're trying to do what they think is right. But they just can't help but trip over themselves sometimes. Don't you agree that sometimes they try to do what's right, but they just trip? And I'm going to, before you answer,
yep.
I'm going to tell you.
I'm just saying I agree with you.
I'm an anecdotal person. I'm going to tell you, I don't think it started in California. It started, I think, in the United States somewhere. I have spilt more gasoline with the new gas cans than I've ever spilt before in my life.
That is anecdotal.
It's anecdotal, but I'm telling you, I don't know about the guy in the Golden Globes that's going to tell me to shut up, that they don't want me to. But you know what? It comes down to, what?
Yeah.
I mean, what? I mean, I'm still mad about the gas cans. I cannot, for the life of me, and I know people are going, Fred, because you're an idiot, Fred.
What are you talking about?
Let me talk about gas cans. Gas cans used to just have my dad had the good old normal gas can that was metal, that had the rubber spout that you'd lift up. It's a 2 gallon, and you'd turn the rubber spout into the thing and tip it up. I don't think a drop has been spilled since I was a child.
Let gravity do the work.
And I'm telling you, then they came with the ones that you got to push the thing in and lift it up, and boop, goes all over the place.
And pretend like it's a gasoline fuel pump. You have to squeeze a trigger.
And not only that, then it doesn't quite fit because it's a little tiny area that you're trying to push the gas, and then it's so heavy, and then it's squirting out. Next thing I know, I got a half a gallon on the ground and a half a gallon in the tank.
So
did you run out of gas this week?
No, I didn't, but I will run out of gas because half of it's on the ground half the time of the leak-proof, spill-proof gas can.
So if you follow the money, you find out that Big Oil was responsible for maybe promoting the new gas can law because they knew that over millions and billions of uses, a little spill here and a little spill there adds a couple million to the bottom line, right?
Well, I think there's...
I'm cynical.
There's that, and I believe that somebody in lawmaking capacity or on the Air Resources Board has a relative who manufactures these gas cans and is making a little sweetness on this.
No, I know the answer, Cal. I know the answer. I got it.
Okay.
They go in there and they stand around and go, who has zero, who's lived in the city their whole life and never been on a farm or never poured gas?
Right.
Anybody has never been out besides the box that they've lived in. Yes, that's me. We'll have you do the gas can regulations.
You're qualified.
Don't go out and ask all the farm boys that have poured gas their whole life.
I've got a better one for how this came about. Mm-hmm. So some guy or girl, so somebody on the either state senate or the state assembly is coming towards the end of their term, and their chief of staff comes in and says, hey, you know, I've been looking at what we've been doing the last couple of years. You know, we haven't sponsored hardly any bills. You know, we haven't really done much except to just go around, go to dinners and, you know, live high on the hog thinking that we're state assembly. What can we do that will make it look like we are doing a lot that actually does nothing? I got an idea. Gas cans are the problem. It's a slippery slope. It starts with gas cans, and the next thing you know, dogs and cats are living together. Mass hysteria. And so that's where it starts. I just think, you know the phrase sometimes.
Look at Denise's face, by the way.
You know the phrase.
She's sitting here going, why am I here today?
Well, the same guy also said, what do we need gas at all for?
Exactly. So you know the, what is it, sometimes I believe that the purpose of my life is to serve as a warning to others. You know, everything's happened to me, so just look at me and then don't do what I do. I think that, legislatively speaking, California might be that way.
Well, all I got to say is fix the gas can problem. We've gone from radio law talk all the way to my gas can problem. And I'm just, and that tells me, so we apologize in advance. Today we're going to talk about case or no case, which everybody loves, is the most important thing. We're going to talk about California flush toilet law. And let me tell you, I've read conservative and liberal blogs on it, and I've reviewed it, so I've seen both sides. The way the conservative people are—they're exaggerating some claims. I'm telling you, they are. I've seen it.
I'm a little worried about the theme of today's show and the direction we're headed. So let me just, for those of you keeping score, we started off Radio Law Talk talking about Fred's gas, and now we've moved to toilets. So curious about the direction we're headed.
And Denise has not said a word.
She's not. She's been over there. Like, you know, if I don't say anything, I can take advantage of plausible deniability. There's only three witnesses that I was even there, and I can take those guys out.
I think she's thinking maybe they'll go away if I just keep it zipped.
Can we take a pause and wait for her to say something? Stop. Mm-hmm. Pause.
Oh, I heard it. I heard the word no. I said no.
Just let it go. I'm not going to join this. It's like when you guys talked about farts. I mean, did I say anything in that show?
No. Denise is the rock of this kind of... She sees the whole foundation slipping off the edge. We are in Malibu falling off the edge of the cliff right now.
She takes the high road, literally sometimes, talking about rooftop activities, but whatever.
We are going to talk about Michael...
You're bringing it all, man.
I'll never put that down.
We're going to talk about Michael Jackson lawsuit is coming back. We're going to say why.
California again.
That's a California... Well, a lot of the things we talk about is Hollywood, which is based out of California, so we're sorry again. Miley Cyrus settles a copyright lawsuit. IKEA, a big lawsuit. Whoa. We're going to discuss this in detail.
That was so hard.
But it's very interesting, and this might go and roll into hour two, three. We don't know, but, you know, Weinstein trial in New York. We've got to get into this trial, and a little bit about the little antics that are happening, and us as attorneys will kind of talk to you about the behind the scenes, what's probably going on behind the scenes too, and that's what's fun about it.
Yeah.
And then what we're going to do when we come back, we're going to do a case or no case, but we've got some really exciting things. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO, because if you want to on the case or no case that's going to happen the next segment, you don't, if you want to give your opinion, just tell Cal he doesn't have to put you on the air, or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. And Denise, the number is
855-529-723.
We're kind of crazy this morning. This is going to be an exciting one. Cal, take us out of here before I say something that's wrong.
When we come back on Radio Law Talk, was she really the world's oldest woman? Record setter, and yet it's in case or no case. We'll talk about that right after this, right here on this show. So stay there.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call at 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PENNEY-Lawyers.com.
Concussion Medical Clinic knows active people run the risk of a concussion. Soccer, football, even a simple fall can lead to a brain injury. Concussion Medical Clinic can test you before you start a sports program so they can have a baseline and more quickly diagnose a concussion should one occur. They also offer expert witness services if you're involved in a concussion case, and their specialty is the treatment of concussion. So if you have suffered a concussion and want the best concussion care available, give Concussion Medical Clinic a call. 916-259-4043. 916-259-4043. Concussion Medical Clinic.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials, so just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4-LAW or see us at Penny & Associates.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The Ad Council.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
This is Radio Law Talk.
Remember, you can call us at 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-529-7234, or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. We are only talking about general topics of law. Go to www.radiolawtalk.com. Read our disclaimers. Remember, do not use anything we say as anything of substance or value, other than maybe around the dinner table or Christmas time or when you want to get your in-laws off the they say.
Yes.
So with that...
They say
tweet us at Radio. Tweet us at Radio Law Talk if you want to join us for Case or No Case, Cal.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
Yay! Jean Clement is a national hero in France for several reasons. One, she is the Guinness record holder for the world's oldest human being. Oldest human being. And
that's okay. Let's let it go.
Okay, yeah, I'm not going to be able to grab that phone call right now, so sorry.
Hey, go ahead. I'll
call back in a minute.
All right.
She had an apartment in rent-controlled Paris, an apartment which her attorney wanted. He came to her with a plan. A so-called V-I-A-G-E-R, I don't know if I'm saying it correctly, Viager transaction, in which he paid her 2,500 francs, 500 bucks a month, so that when she passed, the apartment would be his. He heard she had one foot in the grave and the other was on a bunch of slippery French wine grapes, you know, that she drank a lot and ate 2 pounds of chocolate a week and was at death's door. So she crafted a deal with the lawyer and the waiting game was on. Well, she did not die.
Uh-oh.
And before you know it, the lawyer himself knocked on the pearly gates and he was El Gonzo. But not before he paid her over the life of that Viager contract, or whatever you say it, $170,000. The lawyer's family decided there must be some legal thing that they could take her up on, so they sought counsel, and I ask you, I will start with you, Denise Dirks, is this a case or no case? What say you?
Well, French law is based on the Napoleonic codes.
Okay.
So, I mean, it is very archaic, and it could very well be something like that. And what he was attempting to do was purchase her, buy her ownership rights that are beyond her life estate.
Right.
In other words, right? So she gets a life estate in that home, and then when she passes, he would get the remainder. But if it was conditioned on him or her dying first, then it might not have had the condition precedent that was necessary for the contract to be binding.
Ooh,
and enforceable.
This is getting pretty intelligent right now.
Right?
I'm scared. Go ahead. So what do you think?
Wow.
Case or no
Woo.
Case? Yeah, that's good.
She is bright.
I
not just bright. She's super bright.
Today's the day, you know.
See, I'm going to New Orleans, so I have to know that Napoleonic code.
Napoleonic code. Yes.
Whatever.
Okay.
Means you have to be a little short guy with your hand in your jacket.
I fit that bill. All right. I'm going to say what feels like a scenario for sure. And it's kind of funny. It's probably one of those things that you would find in that book that's on the back of your toilet.
I have
toilet.
Lots of books. Weird and unusual trivia, weird law cases. You're going to say case?
I'm going to say case.
And who prevails?
I'm going to say he loses.
You say the lawyer's family loses?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Penny, what say you?
I say we get Inspector Clouseau on it.
Inspector Clouseau?
Inspector Clouseau would figure out exactly what to do.
He's on the case.
He's on the case. Let's see. This is going to be an interesting 3 hours, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know what we took last night, but it's rolling. All right. You said in a more intelligent way than I would normally say, that this is a case. I believe this is a case. Anything coming out of like France, England, when Cal brings those up, those are cases because there's just kind of weird things that happen in Europe too, just like we're talking about California. It's a case, and you know what? Good for her for outliving him, and it is what it is, and the family loses of the lawyer. The lawyer family loses.
Okay, Mr. Kunin, what say you? Case or no case?
Well, the first thing that I want to say is that Denise made reference to the word toilet in her analysis, something like, so welcome to the party. That seems to have been the theme for the first section. I mean, this one makes me laugh because what are they going to do? Argue for specific performance? No, I'm sorry, you got to die. You were contractually obligated to croak. It reminds me of that episode of The Simpsons where Mr. Burns is talking to his mother and says, "His mother, sorry about pulling the plug on you and all. Who knew you'd live for another 3 decades?" So with all that, I'm going to say, yeah, I think this is a case, and I'm going to agree with my compadres here and say that this is a case. And the lawyer loses. Look, essentially, this was a right of first refusal, and you pay for the right. He had the right. He just never had the ability to exercise it because the condition didn't happen. By the way, Denise talked about the Napoleonic Code. That's in contrast to common law, and 49 of the 50 states use common law. In the United States, Louisiana, the only one that uses the Napoleonic Code. In fact, my first year of law school, first day of law school, they had this big orientation, and the dean said, by the way, how many people want to practice in New Orleans? 3 people raised their hand out of 110, and he said, talk to us. You may not be at the right spot.
That's because, exactly right.
Because nothing that you're learning here is going to help you pass that bar. So
really?
That was very interesting.
Yes. That's an interesting anecdotal thing to know.
Because it was law-related.
I'm going to be honest
with you.
Totally
opposite. And it just, you go there, you look at the law, and you're like, what? This is so opposite.
I'm telling you, I've been in practice about 28 years. I didn't know that.
And it would be because we got Louisiana as the Louisiana Purchase, which we bought it from France, and so that held over.
That was called the Louisiana Purchase.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, we've got a history.
Wow.
Not only do we learn a lot today, we've got in history, we learned about the gas cans, and then we're going to be back. And
there's one thing I didn't tell you.
Oh, no.
There was one little thing. She may not have actually been the world's oldest woman. If you can guess how old she was purported to have been, you will get an extra point.
Okay.
Was she a man?
No, it was a woman. No, right. All of that part was correct. But
yeah. There's a new lady that someone just broke the record in China, like 114.
So 117.
117, or China, or in Japan.
Japan,
or?
Yeah. And the other previous older prior to her was also in Japan.
Okay.
Is she single?
She's trying to hook you up on Tinder right now.
All right. Swipe left.
We'll be right back. Hold on. This is Radio Law Talk.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS, and they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
Wayne Alaroot, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury. and it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well-known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $50. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
11 people were arrested and 3 officers were injured late Friday during protests and rioting in Rochester, New York, over the death of Daniel Prude. According to an autopsy, Prude died in March from complications of asphyxia in the settling of physical restraint. Video footage from the city shows a bus stop being lit on fire. Video out of Rochester also shows protesters shutting down restaurants by smashing tables and harassing patrons into leaving. The Atlantic's editor-in-chief saying he kept sources anonymous in a story about President Donald Trump because the sources didn't wish to face angry tweets and all the rest. Jeffrey Goldberg saying it was a judgment call. President Trump denied the report. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Joseph Valley.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Hey, Todd, will you hold that up again really quick? Look at it like you were. I'm going to take a picture of what we do during the break. Todd was repairing our tape dispenser.
Yes, it's leaking. It's leaking sand or whatever it is that holds it all over the place. And so I am making sure that does not happen.
So he's... Yeah, during radio, we take care of things for you here.
I'm Mr. Fix-It. I'll fix anything using utensils you can find in your own kitchen.
All right, Cal, tell us who wins Radio Law Talk. And, oh, we got to guess the age.
Right, Todd MacGyver Kunin. Okay, how old was it alleged in the Guinness Book of World Records that Jean Clement was? Let's see. Denise, I'm pretty sure you can just go first. You get an extra point. If you're within 5 years.
He's too busy taping.
108. Okay. Fred, what say you?
109.
Todd, what say you?
I'm going to go 110.
110.
Yes.
Okay. Well, first off, I'm sorry that none of you will get the answer correct on that one because the age he was alleged to be was 122.
What?
I know. So here's the fascinating
alleged
story. Yes. Jean Clement lived in an apartment with her mother.
Got it.
And after she died, a Russian scientist concluded that Jean Clement was actually her own daughter, meaning that her mother had died. She assumed the mother's identity for two reasons. One, to avoid estate taxes, which are apparently quite punitive in France, and two, to hang on to that cheap apartment, right?
Oh, so she was the daughter that became the mom after the mom died.
Exactly right. So she was, in effect, her own mother.
That's a good estate planning
kind of weird thing. Set up.
So how old was she when she had the daughter? Because she was probably 108.
She was old. She was old, and I don't know how well that worked out. Maybe it was a granddaughter. I don't know.
Well,
but
a Russian scientist,
the family did not allow an autopsy. So upon her passing, they just said, you're going to have to figure it out. So it is a true story, but she died. And she said before, when she was asked about this, after the lawyer died, she said, well, sometimes you make a good deal and sometimes you don't. So she died 2 years after the lawyer died. No autopsy was ever performed. So we do not know if Jean Clément was her mother or her daughter or granddaughter, but she did well. She got 180 grand out of the lawyer.
Oh, she duped the lawyer.
Got 180 grand out of him, so bravo for her.
Yes,
yay.
Bravo for her.
Yep.
I got to say, home run, she
That's
duped
amazing.
The lawyer.
Yeah, and no one knows how old she really was, and as it turns out, no one ever will. And that, my friend, is Case or No Case. Next time, Monster Cable decides to go to war over
awesome.
What? We'll tell you next time on Case or No Case.
Awesome. Thank you, Cal. That was a good Case or No Case. Hey, that was equal. We all lost. We're all losers. But that was fun. You know what? We started to talk about this interesting law that's taking effect. Everyone thinks it's taking effect 2020. It's 2021. It is California passes a law, and that basically is trying to, in general, this is why I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt, trying to save water during the drought years, okay? However, they're now trying to establish a certain amount of gallonages you can use per person in your house. Now, here's the general law. The general law is you're only allowed to use 55 gallons per day through 2025.
Per person.
Per person, that's correct. And then 52.5 gallons you can use through 2025. Wait, from 2025 to 2030. And then 50 gallons only beginning the year 2030. Now, not only that, there's a few other things that you're not allowed to do. And I think this all comes from, you know, during the crisis where California had in 2017 of the drought, or not 2017, but before 2017. It ended in 17 or 2018, I can't remember. But you can't use a hose that doesn't have an automatic shutoff. You, like a shutoff, you know, that you can't,
yeah,
like.
And to wash your car, to do anything.
Anything. Well, right. Even wash your car, be careful, you might get shot. Operating a fountain without a recirculating water setup.
Yes.
And by the way, between you and I, it's smart to do that anyway, because you know how much you're going to pay for that water meter? That's going to be expensive. You might want to recirculate. And watering lawns during measurable rainfall, as well as a 48-hour period afterwards. So in other words, if the lawn is being watered while it's starting to rain and your automatic sprinklers goes off, you're going to be in trouble.
Well, but the fine is only what? Is it 500 or 1,000?
It's 1,000, but we're going to get into that.
Yeah,
we're
going to
get
crazy.
Into that because there's a few things about that are misnomers that people say. So, but here's the interesting one. Serving drinking water in restaurants and bars without being requested, you're going to get in trouble.
Well, that's already the law here.
Really?
Drinking water?
Yeah. You have to ask for water.
What about? Okay, I know you can't have
straws.
Water's
straws.
I mean, at least that's.
I don't know.
I think certain counties or certain cities also do that already.
Yeah, it may not be a state thing, but I know where I am. You've got to ask.
I think you're right, because the other day they brought a thimble full of water for my water, and I asked, here's your water. Oh, okay.
Thank you.
And then, by the way, they had the gas tank that's spill-proof and spilled water all over me with one of those.
Perfect.
Washing towels and linens at hotels daily you cannot do. You know, you have to give them the option, the guest, to use their towels again.
Ew.
You know, look, you said it was 50.
Well, it would be the same person using their same
towel. Well, I know,
towel.
But still, come on.
You said it was 55 gallons
a day.
A day.
Yes.
Per person. Now, this is, let's think about this now. This is what we're going to get into. How are you going to enforce that? That's what I want to know. Let's discuss how you enforce that. We don't have to discuss it right now, but let's think about that as we're thinking how, or 855 Law Radio, call us, or 855-529-7234. And
talk our lines are clear. We can take
so
your call.
I have an initial idea of how they're going to enforce
what's the
it.
Idea?
The initial idea is that the local water agency is going to require that you identify the number of occupants you have living in your house.
Right.
And then they will take the amount of water that you use, mm-hmm. that they take on a meter, and they'll divide that on a monthly basis or a daily basis by the number of occupants. And my guess is they'll probably average it so you can have some days that are more, some days that are less.
Meter.
Because they have that meter, and they'll do that. But listen.
But wait, what if Uncle John comes over with his two kids?
Exactly. You're going to have an issue there with people. Have you ever heard the phrase, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the origin of that phrase is that people back in the day used to bathe like once a year or once
right.
a quarter and
right.
stuff. And they would start with the dad first, then the mom. And by the time the baby was the one being washed, that water tub was nasty. And if you throw it out, you could throw the baby out. Well, consider this. Could this be a return to that? The average bathtub holds anywhere from 40 to 80 gallons. If you have a big bathtub, you're over your limit just taking a bath. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So what else do we have here for just water usage? Well, washing your clothes. 29 to 45 gallons per load, depending on the size of the washer that you have. Some of the older ones will only use 5 gallons, but you start looking at the things that we use water for. You flush the toilet, 5 gallons of water sometimes. Brush your teeth, you leave the water running, there's 2 gallons right there. And you're going to burn through that 55 gallons pretty darn quickly.
Now, here's an interesting point. What people don't understand, they think, okay, how are you going to monitor it? And the government's going to come after us. It's actually California's not going after the people. They're requiring the water agencies to comply, and the water agencies go against the people. I was just saying this morning, I got to be careful how I say it, because it's not trying to be demeaning, but I'm trying to think of an analogy. But it's like Hitler saying, I didn't do anything. Well, of course you did. It's like, so the state is having the water agencies be the bad guys.
Follow orders.
Yeah,
right.
Be the bad guys and come out. And they're supposedly going to be the ones that are going to enforce this with fines up to $500 and up to maybe up to $1,000
in
some cases.
Second day. East Bay Municipal Utilities District in the San Francisco Bay Area has done this in the past.
Now, here's the best part. I want to finish my point here before I get to you, Todd. So now part of it, you cannot use water to wash off your driveway. You got a dirty driveway. You can't use water to wash it off.
Not potable.
Potable. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
That's
you
exactly
can, if
right.
you,
it,
like,
you recirculate, you can get recirculated
gray water.
Right. Gray water, right.
Yeah, or you just collect the rainwater in buckets. You can utilize that.
Yeah, I'll stand up there and hold the bucket for a while and get the rainwater and wash it off. And the second thing is, now it's coming out that California is banning the blowers, the gas blowers. So you can't gas blow off. You can't water wash off with water. You can't blow it off now with the blower. Do I lay there and
a broom?
Dear, hand me the broom.
I'm going to talk about, we hit the break. I'm going to talk about some things where I think some motivation, some people are going to actually end up making cash with this when we come back.
Ooh, let's figure a way to make money on this.
Yeah.
All right, Radio Law Talk, you can make money on things. We learn about the law. We'll be back.
And what will the unintended consequences be of this California law and or policy? We'll talk about that on Radio Law Talk right after this. Could be coming to a water fountain near you. Stay tuned.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Not all law firms have extensive experience in all areas of the law.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com. Or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Penny.
So, Todd, during the break, we were talking about a few things. Denise, I want to hear sure. from you about a thing. That Denise, I'm really actually impressed by what you do to try to conserve here in California. Tell us kind of what you do and how you do that. I think it's great.
My husband that does it. To be candid, yeah. Every time it rains,
right?
He puts out 5-gallon buckets and he collects the rain. He also has on the side of our barn water that comes down into the gutter, and then it's screened, and it goes into directly into a container that is all sealed
off. Like a 50-gallon drum?
I don't know if it's 50. I don't know how big it is, but it's big. And then he puts it into 5-gallon buckets. We stack it up, and we collect water throughout the year. And during the summer, when we need to bump up the garden or we need to bump up our plants, because we have a lot of plants in our backyard and around the house, we use that water. And we get down to where we almost use all of it, to be candid.
Wow.
But the one that bothers me a little bit is he puts a 5-gallon bucket in my shower. And I have to shower with a 5-gallon bucket. So all that extra water that comes off that doesn't go anywhere gets collected in that 5-gallon bucket.
Yeah.
And we use that. And we actually use that for all the houseplants. We don't use any other water. That is just collected, reclaimed water, in essence.
Now, wait a minute. I'm assuming you use soap. Do you use soap, shower off? We're getting detailed.
Biodegradable.
So I was saying, you're going to kill your plants or not help your plants.
Well, no, I use biodegradable shampoo.
Well, is that still not going to be bad for your plants?
It hasn't been. I've been doing it for years.
The best thing to use the bucket for is when you go to the bathroom, just take it and pour a little bit, and you don't have to flush. You pour the water in.
We might as well just go back to the 1800s.
My husband tried to make me do that, and that was where I drew the line.
Yeah, okay.
That's enough of that.
Yeah. We have Chris on the telephone who has an interesting point on the financial aspect of this whole thing.
Oh, Chris wants to talk about water. Chris, tell us.
Hello. Thanks for having me on, guys.
No problem.
Sure.
I just wanted to say that this is basically a tax. The goals are so unrealistic that nobody's going to be able to get their water usage down that low. So the government's going to find the water company. The water company's going to find us. It's basically a tax, and they got away with not having to call it a tax.
That's an interesting take on it.
I could not agree more with you there, Chris. It is just a creative way to generate more revenue. The thing that concerns me is it's the state that is going to put this on the backs of the local water agency.
Right.
So it's a way for the state to generate revenue through the water agency. So it's so you're going to pay tax that's ultimately going to go to the state, but it's got to go through the water agency to get there.
And as Fred said, the state can wash their hands saying, hey, it's not our tax.
Well, here's what's interesting. What Chris brings up, I think, is a good argument. Is it's not just that, but it's a way. I forgot what I was going to say.
You know, here's something that's interesting. I don't know if you know what it takes to make a gallon of gas from crude oil, but it's a pretty intensive process. And right now you go out there, and if you take the taxes away from gas price and look for just the cost of gas, and then you compare that to what it costs for a gallon of water, it's pretty similar. And water, you go through a little filtration, but you can get it right out of the sky.
Yeah, but
and
water is a closed system, Todd.
It is.
We can't recreate water. It is what it is. It will never be more than what it is.
Well, and some people argue that there will never be, that the amount of crude oil out there is finite, too, and that you'll never
get,
and that it's going to go away. But the thing with water is you can't create it, but it is a system. It goes back up, and it keeps cycling. Some people feel that way with oil, that crude oil does the same thing, but they haven't proven it, okay? So there is an endless supply of water in the sense that it keeps cycling through. But my point with all of this is, Denise, what you were talking about here with collecting water from your rain gutter and whatnot. I said whatnot.
Thanks, Chris. Good comment. Appreciate it.
Here's what's going to end up happening, I believe, with this. You're going to have people that are going to end up putting huge cisterns underground in their backyard or building water towers. The reason New York has water towers to keep the water pressure up so that things can happen. People are going to put it there, and you're going to have some smart guy on the block become the water baron for the neighborhood, because if you want to wash your car, you go over to Fred's house. Fred's probably the one that's going to do this.
Yeah, of course I am.
He'll have 15,000 gallons of spare water with a high-pressure hose. You can go and wash your car all you want. This isn't state water. I collected this out of the sky.
I think it's smart because his cows can drink it.
And he's going to make money doing that because water will now become a commodity.
It already is a commodity.
It's the biggest fight in the whole world is over water.
Portable
but creative incentives for water suppliers to recycle water. That reminded me that we actually have a sponsor that does that. Quick Car Wash.
That's true.
And so they're going to find ways, the state will find ways to give money back or some kind of an incentive for people to recycle water in their business
it's
and
smart
be creative
to do it.
About it.
Okay,
yeah.
Sorry, Todd. I know
sure,
you want
sure,
to.
Sure, sure.
You just reminded me what I wanted to say was, It's what they're going to do, as, and what Chris brought up is how the government is using this as a use tax, basically. They're not, they're not going to hit Ma and Pa in their house. They're going to hit the businesses that are overusing. You watch. That's what they're going to go after first, is the businesses.
Well, hopefully not the farmers.
Well, yeah, I think the farmers are going to win.
Well,
farmers are going to, I think farmers are going to be protected. By the way, I have ranches and I have a cattle ranch and I love my cows and I love my ranch and we, during the drought in California, people are like, why is your pastures green? Cause I got to feed the cows. What am I going to do? Well, go buy some hay. What do you think? How do they get the hay? They have to use water. So it's like,
I think what they're going to do is they're going to end up offering extended use credits, licenses for car washes, farmers to exceed the daily limit so that they can run their business. That's going to make it more to get your car washed. It's going to drive the price up, but it's also going to make car washes a viable business because that's the only place you can go to get your car washed. You can't wash it in your house. The concern that I have here is, I don't know if you folks here, we understand the word riparian law. It's the water use law. And basically, the way I understand it is once rainwater, once it makes it to a stream, a river, a body of water that flows, heavily regulated by the state, you can't just pop a hose in there and start pumping it out. If they find out you're doing that, you get into trouble. But there's not a lot of regulation, if any, about water usage. You're tapping into water from the time it leaves the cloud until the time it gets to that body of water.
Oh, but there is. Oregon, that water belonged to the state. You could not just gather it off your roof or anything.
Really?
Yes, absolutely. And I don't know if they've changed it or not, but that's been the law in Oregon for years.
And that is my concern with California, is that if people start putting these cisterns in, if they start doing this kind of stuff to collect the water to become
the rainwater,
water barren, the rainwater, or even
then our water tables are going to suffer greatly.
Or even creating a system in your house whereby the water goes from potable to gray to black, depending on the usage. Recycling your own usage in your own house. That the state is going to step in and start regulating that to prevent people. It's going to become so regulated. It's just going to be a nightmare, I believe.
Well, we'll see. There's always adverse consequences to any good idea.
Now,
you know,
yeah,
and California thinks this is a good idea because they think they can help stop another huge drought. Because people, I don't think most people across the United States really understand how bad the drought was in California.
Well, let me tell you the problem. It's a simple problem. We're not going to get into politics, but there's more people moving into California and you're storing
and
less.
No new storage.
There's no new storage.
Right.
I don't, politics aside,
yeah,
it's a simple fact. More people building, more people coming in, no new water storage or at least figuring out desalinization or something. California, you better do something. People are moving in. Same with Las Vegas. Same with Nevada. That's a desert. So water is gold. Let me tell you, I got to say this one. So I have a place, I have a ranch, and we have water rights, and it's a long story, and I've got good water rights. And I remember my water master walking with me. This is probably, I don't know, 18, 20 years ago. And he looks at the ditch, and he sees my pipe coming in, and he says, "Fred, see that?" I said, "Yeah." He goes, "Liquid gold. Liquid gold." He repeated it twice. "Liquid gold." And I said, "Huh." And I didn't get it. And as time goes on, as the drought came, liquid gold. They come to me, "Mr. Penn, you want to give up some of your water rights?" "No, I'm keeping all those water rights because that's valuable in California and other states." We're going to be back the second hour. We're going to talk more about the law.
Stay tuned because Radio Law Talk is not done. There are 3 hours every week starting at 9 a.m. Pacific time every Saturday. You can join us on your favorite radio station and, of course, on RadioLawTalk.com. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
Listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.